Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett misplays the ball. That's an error on Burnett. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder spins and fires to second, and Kramer is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett bunts in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Averill reaches second base with a double. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Averill moves to third. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kaum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes takes first base on ball four. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. 1 out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Harder covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter strikes out. 2 outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burnett moves to third. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Simmons moves to second. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. Simmons moves to third. 1 out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dykes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 0 in the game. with a walk. Sewell strikes out. One out. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0 for 1 in the game. Kham strikes out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Morgan moves to third. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Harder, and towards Cecil, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morgan strikes out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0 for 2 in the game. Kham hits a line drive into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a line drive towards short. Burnett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-2 in the game. Harder hits a line drive towards short. McNair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. Grove hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-3 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bishop moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cochran moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. Bishop scores. Cochran moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cochran scores. Fox moves to third. It's 3-1, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coleman. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Coleman steals second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morgan is called out on strikes. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vosmick moves to second. Glenn Myatt pinch runs for Luke Sewell. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-3 in the game. Kham hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Glenn Myatt now catching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell pinch hits for Mel Harder. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell strikes out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop misplays the ball. That's an error on Bishop. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Burnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.